This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
So the USA got knocked out of the World Cup yesterday.
What?
And just a brutal showing. Just from the sports side, it's just a brutal showing by Team USA. But Brian, I think just overall culturally, I absolutely love what America was able to represent throughout this, 4th of July, throughout this Independence Day, 250 years. We had so many foreigners here that got to see a little glimpse of the American dream. It's something that, you know, I don't think it's a secret. I feel like a lot of us take for granted each and every day of being able to get up and live under that red, white, and blue. And I'm hearing the stories from so many different foreigners from every part of the world talking about how much they've loved their experience. You know, whether it be in Kansas City or Seattle or Texas or wherever it is, I absolutely love hearing those stories of just foreigners that have come here and said, you know what, I feel like, and partially I've been lied to in some of these things. And I, that patriotism just was running wild over the weekend with 250 years. You know, we felt it throughout the rodeo, radio, and all these things. And it also, like, culturally gets a chance to showcase a little bit of how good we do have it. Kylian Mbappe is one of the best soccer players in the world, if not the
absolutely
best soccer player in the world. He plays for France. France beat Paraguay over the weekend, and it was a 1-0 game. It was a lot closer than, well, a lot of people
many
thought it was
going to be. France would be like a 3-0 type of thing.
Correct. Yeah. And it was a really hard-fought game. But, on the pitch, temperatures kind of, boiled, and Kylian Mbappe and the Paraguayan goalkeeper, Orlando Guy, they got into it because Kylian Mbappe didn't shake his hand at the end of it. And it led to Orlando Guy throwing the ball at Kylian Mbappe. Well, a Paraguayan senator, Celeste Amaria, had this comment yesterday about Kylian Mbappe. "This brute hasn't even learned to write. Instead of breast milk, he grew up sucking on coconuts, and the most educated creatures he ever heard were chimpanzees. You should have given him the middle finger, Orlando Guy." That's the Paraguayan goalkeeper. "A colonized Cameroonian pretending to be French, resentful, newly rich, arrogant, and ugly. He was nervous and scared to death all game, like his whole team. They didn't even manage to score a single goal until they got lucky with a penalty. The only thing many of us blame the team for is not giving him a full-handed slap at the end of the game. I'm not even a football fan."
Who said this?
A Paraguayan senator.
Well, they should not be a senator anymore.
A Paraguayan senator said that.
That is absolutely atrocious.
Blatant racism.
Oh.
Coming out of that senator with those comments.
No question. And we can, we complain and say we're idiots and uncivilized sometimes and so forth, and then you hear something like that. That is, wow. Yeah, I mean, because I sit on a daily basis and go, I wish our president would shut his damn mouth, and I, you know, will drive me crazy with the idiocy in my mind,
right,
that comes out of his face. To hear something like that from a government official on mic, when answered, to release a statement of it and so forth. My goodness.
Yeah.
That's stunning.
I wonder, and this is what
what's the makeup of Paraguay?
The rest of the timeline here of these events, because Kylian Mbappe responded, and he said, "Mrs. Celeste Amaria, you are a despicable woman and unworthy of your position. You do not represent Paraguay, that country which has sweated passion and honor throughout the competition. Through your recklessness and your brazen racism, the entire world has already forgotten the journey and the historic effort that your players accomplished during this World Cup, making way for an incompetent woman who gives the worst possible image of her country. I will never allow people like her the freedom to spread their hatred and racism across the world." I thought that was incredibly well written by Kylian Mbappe.
If he crafted that himself,
yeah,
mad respect.
Incredibly well written in my mind. Well, Celeste Amaria wasn't done. She has
demanded
a public apology from Kylian Mbappe, warning that she may pursue legal action. She wrote, "Who are you to call me unworthy or despicable if you don't even know me? This is pure and simple gender violence. Political violence against a woman who earned her position through the popular vote of her people. You, of all people, are disparaging women. I never attacked your skin color or your personal preferences. Don't attack my status as a woman and a politician. Retract your statement, honor your French citizenship, and apologize to me. Otherwise, I may initiate legal action for gender-based violence."
Do that. Do that legal action. Yeah, give that a whirl.
The government of Paraguay released an official statement, said it deplores and rejects comments made by this Celeste Amaria, the senator who is now demanding the apology from the France striker after he accused her of racism. This is the problem. We've talked about this a lot, and this is some of the things. Is there real racism in our country? 1,000%.
Absolutely.
Have we fallen a little too much into the boy who cries wolf? That comment I just read from Celeste Amaria, that's racism. That is when this brute, you know, the most educated thing you've ever interacted with a chimpanzee, you know, sucking from coconuts, that's racism. And so often we try and point to things and say, well, that's racist, and it's not. That's true racism from an elected official in a Paraguayan government. And for her to come out and say, I never attacked you for this, it was uncomfortable for me to read through that, to be honest. I even asked Brian ahead of time.
Yeah.
I'm like, these comments are uncomfortable for me to be even reading on here.
Yeah, but you're simply
stating,
reporting on what everyone needs to hear, how ridiculously out of it this person is. It's stunning. It shouldn't, that time and place should be so far in our past.
Correct. And for your response to be, you're coming after me because I'm a woman, not because you call him a brute.
So weak.
It's just, sometimes you see stuff like this pop up and you go, okay, yeah, do we have some idiots in office? 1,000%. Do we have some not great people in office? Is this stuff here in our country? Yeah. But is it at the highest levels directly? And then saying, well, I didn't say that. Like, it was just shocking to me to read through that. And I just applaud Kylian Mbappe for his comment back to her.
Yeah, it makes me think that you might be onto something with this let's take Australia and just fence it in and let all the creatures have at each other. But there are certain humans we can drop in.
Yeah, I'm
you
in.
Know,
yeah,
and we can watch it Saturday nights.
Yeah,
that's
right. That's great. It's just, this... The World Cup has been awesome, and I have been so proud of all of the stories that I've heard from these foreigners who have loved our country.
Because they have come in and gotten to experience the American people and not the American politics. These people have come in as, we're from another country, we're not Republican or Democrat or all that. So it's like I'd like us all to start over just like that is, because this has been a shining moment for the U.S., I think.
I
the
agree.
Way this World Cup has gone, the joy that it has brought, the reaction from the teams, yes, the prices have been this and that, but the American experience that they've had has been above and beyond what you would hope to show another country when they come here.
100%. There was not, like, we're on and off with Iran right now. We're on and off. And we, you know, we welcome them there into our country to compete in this competition. And there was nothing, no reports of violence against, you know, these people. They express their opinions and their thoughts and their religion and their flag and what they stand for. And we say, yes, that is what America was founded upon 250 years ago. But to watch a group of foreigners come to our country and kind of reinvigorate me, and I think you and many others who have heard their stories, and say, some of the stuff that we're arguing about, we still do live in the greatest country on earth, in my opinion, and I think in the opinions of many. And a lot of those things that we argue about and this and that, can we always do better? 100%. But let's not forget that we do have it pretty damn good here.
Well, and we shouldn't be each other's worst enemies.
Correct.
And that's what it comes down to. I don't think you talk to most Americans and it's like, you know, hey, what really upsets you? You know, it's not Pakistan. It's all them Democrats or it's all them Republicans. That is where our own enemies are ourselves.
Right. And even at that, it's like, hey, I don't like their policy. It's not like, hey, I hate the government because they're trying to kill me because of my sexuality. I hate the government because they don't let me practice the religion that I want to practice and that I believe in. Like, even the policies that we argue about are minuscule in the grand scheme of what these other countries are dealing with. And I just thought that I just hope everybody, as this World Cup continues, they can take a minute and just pause and reflect on, hey, you know what? Do we have issues here in this country? 1,000%. I'll never say we don't. But we do still have it pretty good compared to some of these other countries that are still fighting stuff like this. So wanted to bring that up. All right, 8:20 the time now. We're off and rolling here on Good Morning NoCo. You got thoughts, text us on the J9 Agency text line, 888-530-0043. 8:20 the time now. Again, you are listening to Good Morning NoCo. That's rock, right?
Oh.
So okay. Before you chastise me, that's such an early version of rock for me, right? Like, you know, when I think rock, I think 80s. Like, I think the Def Leppard, the Boston. I think like that's almost.
Think heavy metal?
That's almost. I don't want to say oldies, but that's almost in, like I love CCR.
No, that's old. No, they're oldies. Yeah. They're 60s and 70s,
okay.
Man. And,
okay.
And I mean, the music was timeless. It's still absolutely.
Okay.
That is, yes, like that's rock and roll. That's countrified rock and roll because John Fogerty has always sounded a bit that way. But
yeah.
Nah, CCR.
Like the Beatles in my brain, not rock.
Oh, yeah. That's
You want to yell at me and call me dumb right now. I know I can see it on you. Yeah, go ahead. Okay, get it out of your system.
No, look, I don't need to. Everyone else is doing it for me.
It's not, I'm not bashing them by any stretch of the imagination, but rock for me and what I know as rock always had.
Tell me what rock is.
It always had a hell of a guitar riff. It had an electric guitar riff in it, right? Like in the Beatles. Like that is a slur, that like that's almost alternative music.
Okay, Helter Skelter, Come Together.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, Ticket to Ride. I Want to Hold Your Hand.
See, I Want to Hold Your Hand, not rock, not a rock song.
Oh my goodness. Okay, do you know what rock sounded like when that came out?
No, because it was 1912.
No, it was like 64. Okay.
My dad was one.
Yeah. And was rocking to that.
So you would say he was still kicking slats out of his crib.
That's and perfect music to do it by.
No, it was because it was never that genre of music. Like my dad, like it's funny because a lot comes from your parents or the passion that you find, right? With you working in record stores and stuff like that. My dad growing up, it was all country. Right, it was all that old country, and
sure.
I appreciate that.
Yeah,
that
I was raised on that too.
But it was never the Beatles. It was never that stuff that I heard from my father because he never was in.
Oh,
that
my
lane.
Folks didn't listen to the Beatles.
But your passion is music, right?
Like yes,
and mine isn't as much. I love music, absolutely love music, and that's why I love working with you is your vast knowledge of it. But like that whole genre, like I never was really been into that. Like I'm aware of it, stuff like that, but it just doesn't sound like the rock that I, you know, it was either the hair bands.
Sure.
Know, or,
no, it was hard rock. There was something different when heavy metal was first introduced, which now would be called like hair metal.
Yeah.
I mean, rock and roll was one of those things that you know, it kept growing and growing. How do you define it? Well, you subcategorize it, and you get this and this and this.
Right.
And that's how it all happened, you know. Country music has gotten so, you know, so many different styles and sounds. The country is just waiting to be diversified. You can find that, you know, on your subscription type of things where, you know, this kind of playlist, that kind of playlist, whatever. But the genre itself, the big umbrella, and it covers more than ever, same with rock.
And I would love to, at some point, I would love to read Brady's paper that he wrote about this when he took the history of rock and roll in college.
Oh, I'd be interested too.
Because he said that his opinion, the death of music was going to be when all the genres just blurred. Because everything is going to sound the same. And it's kind of hard to argue with that.
Yeah.
Because we talk about the lack of originality, you know, that's part of the reason. Because, okay, could Morgan Wallen fit in rock? Yeah, some of his songs could. Could Morgan Wallen fit in country? Probably not, but that's where he's listed under because of his voice. Could he be in pop? Yeah, you could probably put him there. And so the lack of originality, when you have somebody who covers all of those different genres, artists coming up, I don't know. I think it's an interesting conversation.
Crossovers happen forever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Kenny Rogers was on every chart there was.
Yeah.
I mean, Kenny Rogers started as a hippie band. It was, you know, the first edition.
Right.
You know, he was... just stepped in to see what condition my condition was in, you know? I mean, so to go from that to,
yeah,
you got to know when to hold them, you know?
When to fold them. I didn't know if we were going or not. I was ready, though.
Oh.
But, yeah, it's just the dichotomy of music as a whole is fun. And give me the gold star for using dichotomy correctly this morning.
Are you sure you did?
I'm positive
All
I did.
All right.
I'm positive. I
would have gone with diversiveness.
It's not a word.
Yeah, it is.
No, the diversity.
Huh?
It's diversity, not the diversiveness.
Oh, no. No, when you're talking about the diversity of something, you're talking about its diversiveness. Certainly are. Don't be dumb. Jeez. I must brainificate.
You said Chris Tanner was Elvis rock. Growing up, if my folks didn't approve, it was probably rock. Yeah.
Good point.
HVAC guy said, if Brady said that, Brady is a genius. Case in point, country and rap equals crap. That was not original. But yeah, Brady did say that. That is one of the takes that I'm like, okay, that is a very, I do, like, that intrigues me. That makes me want to think deeper on Brady's comment about that, of getting rid of the labels where everything just starts to sound the same. But and the subcategories you'll always have, and that's why, like, when you look at, like, a guy like Zach Top, that's not country, right? Like, or I mean, that is country.
Some that there is no other classification. They
Correct.
Are dyed in the wool, true to whatever that is.
100%. And there'll always be those. And I think that's why we're seeing some of those guys take a rise.
Randy Travis, one of my favorite quotes, talking to him. I got to interview him right after one of his songs. He said, my management came to me this morning and told me that one of my songs showed up on the pop chart. He said, and my response was, well, get it off of there.
Like, there used to be pride in saying, you know, I'm a rap singer, or I'm a country singer, or I'm R&B.
Yeah,
but it's all gone now.
No, now and then you get that one that transcends and go over. For God's sake, John Anderson Swangin' was a pop hit in the 1970s. That was one of those that you just wondered, why that, how that, what happened?
All of those, yeah. Guys, speaking of good country guys, I know we're gonna stay on the rock and roll theme when we do Smash Trash or Compost coming up in a couple of minutes. But a guy that I didn't go to first time in maybe a decade, I haven't gone to a single Greeley Stampede concert this year. And so I was grilling hibachi on Friday night. My wife and I were sitting there with our two children, and, you know, I'm drinking a cold one, and I put on Cole Goodwin, who was the opener for Dirt.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about, you want a guy that is country and country through and through. That's a guy there that if you're looking for true, good country music, Keep On Raining by him. And maybe we can do it as a Smash Trash at some point, because it's brand new off of his album that just came out. A phenomenal song. Phenomenal song if you're into that true diehard country. But we're talking rock and roll today, and we want to know who is your favorite rock artist. Texter here, being an old timer, it has to be the Beach Boys, Three Dog Night, and Mamas and the Papas. John Fort Ludwig van Beethoven.
Love it. And it's Ludwig.
I know. Yeah. I know. I screwed it up.
No, that's it. No, I actually have the best of all of those artists in my collection.
That, like, I love Three Dog Night. Like, and Three Dog Night has enough of that sound where, and maybe it's probably their later stuff, right? I just don't know. It's probably their later stuff that has enough of that sound. I'm like, yeah, that's rock, but it's almost like soft rock compared to the rock that I know.
Well, yeah, it falls in that soft category. Rock. Yeah,
I think what we're getting at is I'm just a confused little boy. 8:36 the time now. Let's get a break. You're listening to Good Morning NoCo.
Here in Colorado, doing business is more than a transaction. It's a handshake, a neighbor helping a neighbor. And at Bank of Colorado, that's the way it's been since 1978. I'm Sean Ostoff, president of Bank of Colorado. And as Colorado's largest family-owned bank, we're built on personal service and a commitment to giving back. From local schools to community events, we invest where you live, work, and grow. Because this is more than business. It's home. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
That said I should stop talking music.
That was my wife.
It was.
Yeah.
It was. Listen, I'm just trying to put a different perspective out there so we're not the echo chamber. That's what makes this show go, is that we both have different perspectives on things. And to be quite honest, I was being more inquisitive than anything. I wanted to learn. I have a thirst for knowledge, so get off my back.
Okay, are you talking to my wife like that?
Just anybody who had those thoughts.
Okay, all right.
Just anybody.
Nobody
who,
in particular.
Nobody in particular.
Certainly not.
Anyone who had those thoughts, maybe they were just trying to learn a little bit, Brian. Mm-hmm, just trying to learn. Mm-hmm.
No, I appreciate your inquisitiveness, which probably isn't a word either.
Yeah, it's got to be a word.
It should be the word of the day.
Yeah, what was the word of the day again?
Mbappe.
Oh, I want to say thanks to Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. Enjoy those outside get-togethers in comfort this summer. We've been out on my parents' patio a lot, and kids are running around, and I don't have a concern about bugs because of Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado provides protection with intention. Simply put, they make outside fun again in a responsible manner for pets, your people, and your property. To learn more, go to noco.mosquitojoe.com. That's noco.mosquitojoe.com. They're going to be rolling out a subscription service as well. So it's, hey,
cool.
This is the plan that I want. Because as we know, like Cody's talking about this monsoon that could be coming up. Typically, you look and say, okay, end of August, mosquito season started to die down. If this monsoon gets here, you know, there's enough moisture there that the mosquito season is going to go longer. So if you, that way, you know, I still have Mosquito Joe in my back pocket. It's not like, oh, I just want these 3 or 4 months, and then you're done. And then you forget, and you get busy. Kids are going back to school, all that stuff. And you got skeeters everywhere. You don't want that. So check it out, noco.mosquitojoe.com.
There's always going to be some type of pest.
Yeah.
That you're going to need to take care of. So, you know, get on some kind of schedule and just make things a lot more comfortable for yourself outdoors.
Yeah.
There is still a lot of months ahead to be outside and hanging out there, and you want to be able to do that without the presence of bugs. Look, it's still hot and warm for us and going to be for months. That's perfect for them as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still going to be frisky in the warm weather, especially if we get that water.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. NoCo.MosquitoJoe.com. 8:42 the time now. We've got Smash Trash or Compost presented by A1 Organics coming your way next. But first, the KFK News and Sports Center. Hey, 8:49 the time. It's time for Smash Trash or Compost, presented by A1 Organics. And excited today. Well, I don't know if I'm excited or not. I'm intrigued. How about that? I'm intrigued by where we're going to go. We're going to keep it on the rock vibe as it is National Rock and Roll Day.
Yep.
And we're going with Evanescence.
Yeah, I know HVAC Guy has been talking about this one for a while. I know some other people who really appreciate Amy Lee and
Evanescence.
That's it. I was going to say effervescent, but that would not be it at all. They're not that bubbly. They've got a new project out. They dropped a single about 3 months ago called Who Will You Follow? And I've always thought Amy has a fantastic voice.
Absolutely.
One of the best female rock singers since Heart. In my mind.
Yeah, with you on that. I'll go with you on that.
Yeah, so I'm intrigued as well. I have not heard this yet. Project, I believe, just dropped.
Okay.
I think you can get the entire album now.
All right. So the name of this one is, again?
Who Will You Follow?
Who Will You Follow? Smash, Trash, or Compost. Here is Evanescence with Who Will You Follow?
What have you done to me? You trained the life out of me. When all your faith in reality fades away, who will you follow? Are we alone now? I can't find the way out. Keep waking in the same.
Trash or Compost, Who Will You Follow by Evanescence. Let us know. Text us on the J9 Agency's text line, 888-530-0043. That's 888-530-0043. Her voice is astounding. I mean, just an incredible voice, incredible vocals. I got to tell you, though, the transition from her solo vocal at the beginning of that into that just wave of sound, as we've had a number of people describe that as, it was too much for me. It was too much of a rapid transition to it, Brian.
No, I can understand it being a musical punch in the face when you weren't expecting it and weren't protecting, which I get. I liked the kind of theatrics of that and where it took me. The song lyrically is a commentary on social media and, you know, who will you follow, these kind of things, and misinformation and all that. Interesting. Her voice is just dynamite. I really think so. Song started to get me, and I think if I listened to it again, I would find myself grooving into it. I think it's pretty damn good.
I think I'm going to have to, because I think I know I like more of their stuff better than that, so I'm going to put it in compost for now is where I'm going. I'm taking it to A1 Organics. I'm going to compost that for now. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I can live with that.
You can? Okay, very good. We'll get to some of your responses coming up on the other side. The text line's filling up.
Good.
What did you think of Evanescence there with Who Will You Follow? Smash, Trash, or Compost, presented by A1 Organics. Your responses coming up next. But first, ladies in the tech world, here's Kim Command. The reviews are in for Evanescence. Who will you follow? HVAC guy, not shocking here. I get chills when she sings. At her control and power, she writes chorus like almost nobody else. The whole album is a smash. Travis, the new guy. I know I might not necessarily be the definition of cool, but this is just not for me. I'll have to trash this one. I'm more into just a nice traditional country song like Gary Stewart. Plus, it sounds like that song from the 2000s, Headstrong, to take on anyone. Sport says not many shrill sopranos in rock and roll. It helped when she lowered it an octave, but not enough. Trash for me. Faith, I've heard this song and loved it when I first heard it and still do. She has the best female rock vocals that I think could transcend to other genres if she wanted to sing them. Smash here. All right, had to check the time. Text her here, last 45004. Trash from the first note. You guys just hurt my ears.
Sorry about that. I love the cross section. That just shows what a diverse audience is tuning in.
Wild, man.
Yeah,
absolutely,
I dig it.
Wild.
Yeah.
All right, coming up at the 9 o'clock hour, the dude down the hall is going to make his way in. Talk about Justin Carlock. He's playing at the U.S. Adaptive Open. We'll have Dustin on to talk about that next. You're listening to Good Morning NoCo.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.